Well, it's CFO Talk again, presented by Supercharge Finance, Andy Burrows and Steve Rosewald from CFO.University. We'll jump right into things. We had a chance to introduce Andy last time, and most of you know me from CFO Talk previously. But Andy, it's great to have you on the show. Really excited. Again, like we had kind of had a dialogue last time. I read a note from you this week that talked about experience and mindset and experience from hiring managers. And I think you were specifically talking about finance managers, but in general. And it was an interesting take on, you know, how people look at CVs and how they kind of go through that process. And you had a really interesting way to describe the mindset when we're hiring new people.
I think my concern was really, and I actually put the same comment pretty much on two posts, because somebody was saying shouldn't we be looking for particular experience when we're recruiting for like finance business partners, and then somebody else said we should look for particular sector experience. And my view is we get too hung up on experience, and actually hiring managers miss a load of good people who could be perfect for the job and do a fantastic job because they haven't got the relevant experience. And that could be an experience of a type of business or the size of business or the type of role. And actually, from my experience, once you've got your finance qualifications, and let's talk about finance roles just because that's what I know. My experience is you can do just about any finance role that you put your mind to if you have the right mindset. So when I trained in public practice back in, I think I qualified in 1995, and then I went for a job in business at Barclays Bank, and they asked me, have you ever used spreadsheets before? And I said, no, I've never used Excel before. Have you ever managed people before? No, I've never managed people before. I've had small teams, but, you know, boarded teams. Never worked in a business before. So, and yet they took me on, I think, because I was like, but that's why I want to join, because I want to learn all this stuff. And when I came in, I was curious. I started asking questions in the business, getting to know the business, getting to know people, and was just really keen to make a difference. So I think what my sort of view of that, reflection on that, is that it's more important to have the hunger to learn, and the, you know, the curiosity about what makes this business tick, and the burning desire to help the business. If you've got those three things in your mindset, you can pretty much do anything you set your mind to do. And it doesn't really matter what experience you've had. So that's where I was coming from with that.
Well, I think that's, you know, it's really a great point, because I think as hiring managers, you put together a job description. What do those job descriptions include? They include the knowns, right? Yeah. And so all those things that we take for granted that, whether it's experience in a certain area, years on the job, accounting qualification, all those things. And that's what we end up interviewing for, rather than those things that you talked about. Is this person curious? You know, and I think it becomes a risk management piece, because it's easier when that job description, how many times, you know, curiosity, you know, those things that you'd kind of listed, do we have really tangible ways to measure that? So I think what you're really suggesting is we got to find ways to understand those better from people. And once you've had your accounting qualification, just be curious, have a lot of intellectual curiosity about, you know, innovation and the role you can play and that desire to learn, and really interview for that. So that's a great point. But I think the risk part of it, that we're risk averse, and we want to check the boxes of 5 years of experience and, you know, had this industry and things like that. And that probably leads us in the wrong direction. So I really appreciate your thoughts on that. That was enlightening for me. I really enjoyed your response and said, hey, that's something that I think we can really benefit from.
I hope so. I know that it's is sort of going against the trend, because I see a lot, and my son's a recruitment consultant, not in finance, but he recruits like medical directors and people like that. So, but when he talks about the length of the recruitment processes and how many stages, like 6, 7, 8 stages, and how many people they have to see before they actually get hired, and then somebody at the end says, I don't think so. It's like they've invested so much time in it, and that person would probably be fantastic, but because they're so risk averse, they don't go for it. And I think it's really sad. So I hope I can encourage people to take a little bit more open view.
Yeah, I think behavioral-based interviewing, you know, where you're really asking about experiences and asking people to describe how they handled certain situations, can maybe shed some light on that. But I think we really have to be open-minded when it comes to, you know, what you're describing. That's a good point.
Yeah. But I was quite taken with one of your posts in the last week or so, and that was when you were talking about collaboration. I thought it was quite a good insight when you were talking about alignment. So maybe you can talk a little bit about that. Tell us what you mean by alignment and why that matters.
You know, and I've spent a lot of time, you know, the past, certainly since I started my own practice, collaboration has been really important. And that's where, you know, I actually use you as one of the examples of what alignment means. I mean, initially we started out, well, we kind of felt each other out. How do we work together? How do we learn from each other without disclosing all kinds of secrets? And you know, are we competitors or are we collaborators? And certainly the more we've gotten to know each other and the more we've learned from each other, I think the more we've appreciated the relationship and the collaboration. So part of collaboration, the alignment part comes in with finding ways that, you know, we complement each other rather than, you know, have a competitive nature about us. And certainly, you know, our demographics and our customers are similar. But I think we've seen, you know, the ability for us to share information with each other and with our audience. We look at that as a value add. So it's kind of for you and I, it's taken this this approach that we can learn a lot from each other. We enjoy each other. And that's part of what collaboration alignment means for me. The alignment part can come in many different ways. But I think we have to, for alignment to occur, you know, when I'm working on your behalf, you have to benefit. And when you're working on my behalf, I have to benefit. So that doesn't mean we think alike. In fact, we probably don't want to think alike. We want to have new ideas and learn from each other. So I think part of alignment is, you know, that we're able to be different enough to learn from each other and see different avenues. So that's important. Alignment also means, you know, customers see value in both of us. So I think, you know, an example that I used was, you know, a good friend that I got to know, we tried to work together a bunch of times, and he kind of had the same, he was a high level executive. You know, I'd been the CFO of a $1 billion company. So we had kind of some similar pedigrees. He was a finance trained guy. And so customers looked at us as being kind of just high priced duplicates of each other. And when he came across a project where it could easily show that I had a different role to play, a different expertise than he did, and was able to describe that with the customer, that's when we hit you know, a really great assignment, loved working. All the things that we expected about our collaboration and our working relationship came true. We really enjoyed it, and we brought a lot of value to the customer. But it wasn't until the customer realized that we were aligned in their eyes, that we both brought different skill sets, high-level skill sets to them, that it really worked. Because we must have tried 3 or 4 times with other customers, and they saw the price tag, and it just didn't make sense. So I think that differentiation with your customers is really important. I also think trust is, you know, aligning trust, and trust creates, you know, the ability to be honest with each other and work with each other. If you don't believe somebody's going to work on your best behalf, collaboration can't occur. So I had an example with a group. They're called Aro Middle East, and they're a software company in fintech. And I was introduced to them last year, and within 2 months we had the finance summit. I don't know if you have the finance of which you spoke. We were on a summit of 1,500 delegates, and I didn't know these people before. I had a good introduction from, you know, Anand Soni, CFO I know in Dubai, but immediately was able to earn their trust. I trusted them just by the way they work with me, the respect they showed me, And then we were complementary. So in that case, you know, I brought in, you know, a different skill set than they brought in. And by working together, you know, we created kind of a really interesting forum that we're going to have this year, too, by the way, the Finex Summit 2021. And I'm going to have the great opportunity to listen to you speak again. So I'm excited about that. But it's these, you know, I think the collaboration, the alignment is the key. If you don't, you know, if you don't have a direction to go with each other, it's really hard. And you know, you got to be careful of that, because alignment, it can come in some different ways, but also misalignment can happen. And that's where I think, you know, I love the collaboration. I love the opportunity to meet people. And I think, you know, as long as we're working in the best interests of each other, collaboration can really be valuable. And like it is with you. So I really appreciate the collaboration that we're doing.
Yeah, and I think that's been, I think everything you said is true, especially where our sort of collaboration and growing collaboration has been, like just these CFO talks, this is sort of almost happened by accident, but it kind of felt just a natural step through just the fact that we keep in touch with each other and we chat about things. And so doing this in public felt like a great thing to do, and gives good value to those who watch, hopefully. But I think our mindset has been the key to it, and your mindset particularly. We kind of have this win-win mindset that we don't have to compete. There is something in there that we can help each other with, and there's enough there to go around.
Yeah. I learned something every time we talk. I learned something about you today. I learned more about this whole focus that you have on the coaching and training and mentoring, and this, you know, the business focused finance people that you're, you know, trying to help, you know, aspiring finance leaders grow in their careers. I learned more about that. Whereas, you know, we talked for a long time and it never really registered. So I learned something new from you every time we talk. And I really, really enjoy that part of our relationship for sure.
Great. Well, I'd recommend people look at your article on collaboration, because I think it's really insightful. And I agree with what you were saying about Russell and James and the Arrow guys. They were really brilliant at the Finex Summit last year, and I'm looking forward to it this year.
Well, good. Well, how do people get a hold of you again, Andy?
Just go to the superchargefinance.com website, and there's probably a newsletter sign up on that you can get hold of me, or go to LinkedIn and look me up and send me a message or connection request as well.
Great. And folks can find me at cfo.university and kind of the same options. And again, we'll end this CFO talk. Great catching up with you again, Andy, and we'll do it again in a couple of weeks.
Brilliant. Speak soon.
Okay.
Bye.